This is different. I am currently recording in Playa del Carmen, Quintana Roo, Mexico. We moved to Mexico because we're tired of the United States of America for a couple reasons. We are sick of the racism, the police violence. We're sick of the rat race. But most of all, being parents of a young black boy, we realize that there is a gun violence issue in America. Whether those guns are wielded by police or everyday citizens, there is a problem. And the kicker for us was the fact that active shooter drills cause immeasurable trauma in children that I didn't have to deal with growing up, and that no one in history before the current generation had to deal with.
I see the difference between me and you is that I just hit rock bottom. After this, I don't have a choice. I got people to provide for, promises I've made, and goals to meet. What you got?
What's going on, folks? This is Daryl, your host of the Narratives Over Wine and Whiskey podcast, where we discuss topics that impact black and or millennial communities while having a good drink. So, this is different. I am currently recording in Playa del Carmen, Quintana Roo, Mexico. I believe this is the first episode I've recorded, if not outside of North Carolina, definitely. No, actually, I was about to say something that was false. I was about to say this is my first episode outside of North Carolina and outside of the United States, but I have recorded an episode in Bermuda. So, you know, second international episode ever. But I am extremely excited because while the episodes that come outside of the United States during season 6 will not be first, I wanted to go ahead and drop this to let y'all know what you can look forward to. I'm not recording it in a closed space. I'm recording it out here on the patio of our apartment in Playa del Carmen. Desiree, Avery, and I have decided that we wanted to take our talents elsewhere. And thankfully, employment situation is such that we were able to do that. Back in December, both Desiree and I, within a week of one another, got jobs that allowed for remote international work because we knew that the United States of America is not where we wanted to be anymore. We are here at Playa del Carmen for the next 2.5 months before we return to the United States for about a month. I have a work trip to take. We have UNCG's homecoming. Go Spartans, Spartan Pride, you know what time it is. Then we have our anniversary. So we're going to come back for about 3 to 4 weeks. Between the end of September to middle, late October. Hold up. This is Narratives Over Wine and Whiskey, right? I'm going too far into what we're doing before starting off the right way. So, I'm in Mexico. In Mexico, tequila is king. Finding whiskey in Mexico, very difficult. Finding quality whiskey, let me not say that. I don't want to lose opportunity for a sponsorship in the future. Finding hard to find whiskey in Mexico is extremely difficult, but I had to do it for y'all. I grabbed a bottle of Macallan. This is Macallan's A Night on Earth expression. They release it every year at New Year's. I've never had a bottle of it, but I love Macallan. It is one of my favorite scotches. I said, if I'm going to buy a bottle of whiskey in the land of tequila, I'm buying the Macallan A Night on Earth. And I was able to find it at the grocery store that is around the corner from our Airbnb. And so I am going to enjoy this bottle. It will be used on every episode that I record in Mexico between now and the end of September. Two reasons. One, hard to find good whiskey in Mexico. Secondly, I'm not spending a bunch of money on whiskey here that I cannot take home with me. I can't, you know, I'm just not doing it. So y'all about to get this good one bottle over however many episodes. And yeah, that's where we at right now. So let's go ahead and crack this thing, because I haven't tried it yet. I seriously walked out of the grocery store. Let's see. 1:03 p.m. today, I walked out of the grocery store with this. It is now 1:34, so it's been 31 minutes I've had this bottle. I have not had a chance to try it. Y'all are about to get a real live reaction from your boy on this expression of Macallan. If I can find out how to get it open. By the way, cool thing. So it comes in, there's a one box that's orange, and they have another box that's blue, and then they have the final opening, which is opening the bottle. Macallan is really good with its marketing, so I really appreciate what they put into it. But it's supposed to signify the beginning of a new year. It took me a couple times to get the word signify out. Look at this popping, literally. It has notes of shortbread, cinnamon, and orange. I can definitely smell the shortbread in here and the orange. Cinnamon, maybe not so much, but I'm still developing my palate. Man, that thing is smooth. I'll be honest, it tastes... Oh, okay, I taste the cinnamon. I couldn't smell it, but I do taste it. So I'll be honest, it reminds me a lot of, I think it's the 10-year Glenrothes, whichever one is the yellow label. Reminds me a lot of that, but that the shortbread flavor in that is extremely strong. Yeah, it's good stuff. So, we are in Playa del Carmen. We moved to Mexico because we're tired of the United States of America for a couple reasons. We are sick of the racism, the police violence. We're sick of the rat race. But most of all, being parents of a young black boy, we realize that there is a gun violence issue in America. Whether those guns are wielded by police or everyday citizens, there is a problem. And the kicker for us was the fact that active shooter drills cause immeasurable trauma in children that I didn't have to deal with growing up, and that no one in history before the current generation had to deal with. We know natural disasters happen. You know, that is what it is. Hurricane drills, tornado drills, fire drills, flood drills, all of those things that people may have dealt with because God decided that in this moment this needs to happen is one thing. For individuals to come into school, shoot schools up just because there's no regulation or not enough regulation around the sale of firearms in the United States of America, and our politicians do nothing about it. I mean, seriously. A whole lot of lip service, a whole lot of thoughts and prayers. It just didn't sit well with us. And I cannot be in a classroom with my son all day, every day. It's not good for his growth. It's not good for my profession. And so we decided to relocate. And here we are. We are in Playa del Carmen. We were in Mexico City in October. We'll probably be back in Mexico City next October or November, but we had to change things up. This is, the United States of America is not what we wanted for our lives or our life together. So yeah, this episode isn't really about too much outside of introducing you all to the fact that season 6, a good chunk of it will be recorded right here in Playa del Carmen. I wanted to give you all the full environment, so I'm recording outside during this episode, but please believe me, I live on a busy street. I live in the middle of the strip, basically, or one block from the strip. So everybody is passing our apartment to get to where they want to be they tourists or workers or just local people who want to have some fun. So I will not be recording too frequently on the patio. It's beautiful, but also it's hot, it's humid out here. My body was not ready for this kind of weather, this kind of heat. It's different. It's real different heat out here. But that's why there's a pool up on the rooftop. Yeah. Anyway, it's been real. I look forward to this season. I'm dropping this probably a week before the actual season drops. This is just an intro, a teaser. There will be some episodes that I recorded in North Carolina. And I could kind of, I'll probably mix some in and out. I've got some old episodes that'll probably get dropped during season 6. Some with some guests who I really feel like their episodes and their stories need to be told. I'll probably record a couple episodes from here with people. So if you know somebody who has a story that needs to be heard and they like wine or whiskey, or even if they don't and will have a couple, coffee or water with me, I would love to have them on the podcast. It's getting loud out here. So I'm out. I will catch y'all on the flip side. Cheers. And I'm gonna do my outro out here in the actual environment. One take D. This episode of the Narratives Over Wine and Whiskey podcast has been brought to you by Daniels Development and Branding LLC. Contact us for all of your storytelling and fundraising needs. To learn more, visit www.dollarsandstories.com.